This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time, and if you can imagine, I got a lot of emails yesterday. I even have some people lined up saying no. They don't want to give those checks back. There's something fishy about that. Well, we have to legitimize that the money was actually returned or curtailed here in some way, shape, or form. And then $5,000. I mean, Johnny Z is listening at Mulligan's. Well, we'll have the checks by then. Come there and spend them. We played you that Jasmine Crockett. Can you imagine? Does the false eyelash incapacitate your brain power, do you think? Saying that somehow or another, what's $5,000 going to get you? All right. In the not a good look, then I'm coming to the calls department here. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has sued late Wednesday, the Trump administration over the loss of tens of millions of dollars in federal funding for its services for illegal migrants or aliens. The Catholic organization claims the loss of millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars is a violation of the Refugee Act of 1980. For decades, they say the U.S. government has chosen to admit refugees and outsource its statutory responsibility to provide those refugees with resettlement assistance to nonprofit like the U.S. Catholic Bishops Organization. But now, after refugees have arrived and been placed in the care of the bishops, the government is attempting to pull the rug out from under them. How does anyone then sit in the pew on Sunday, say here in Philadelphia, wherever, and drop into the collection basket with these guys? First of all, you know what the word is here. These are not refugees in many instances. We've been through this how many times? Look, if we were in some of these godforsaken places, the economy not good, and all the stuff we've talked about, you might try to flee to the United States. That doesn't mean that we should or could bring into the country millions of unvetted people who are not refugees, bishops, under the statutory act. There are more people coming here for economic relief. So, you know, you guys have a heck of a nerve that we don't want to care for refugees. How about if we send them to the Vatican with their 40-foot walls? How about if we do that? Imagine this organization that let Biden run wild and reap the benefit of being a devout Catholic and yet a devout aficionado of abortion on demand to any point in time. Now surfacing, they want their money. They need their money, and they're posturing that they are the ones that are on the moral upside here. And the Trump administration is not following its duty to them, to the country, and to refugees. So really, do they believe we have 11, 12 million, whatever the number, it's hard to calculate, coming in during the Biden years? Those were all refugees, or the lion's share were refugees. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. All right, you heard the New Jersey people. And again, let me put it to you this way. If we don't win the governor's race, and I'm going to have Robin Schaefer on, who's a real good friend, the Protect Our Shores, New Jersey. We got updates on the money there and everything else. I'm going to ask him, if we don't win the governor's race this time, I don't think I'm going to be able to blame that New Jersey's just a progressive state and they're idiots. I'm going to place more blame on the messaging and what's put out there, because we just had these two assembly people, unless I missed it, the leading Republicans running for governor. And if I have, I apologize and come on and tell us. They ought to be all over this DOGE idea. Just think about it. You heard some of the stuff they told me. Some of it's infrastructure, doesn't get people crazy. But you tell people at Rutgers they're spending $440,000, and then you tell them the foods they're eating, lapping it up and all that. They're not going to take that. They're going to go nuts. You just got to dig and dig and dig and dig and get people telling you that have seen it, some of the most abusive parts of it. And then you need an eye. You need one that you, the test is you tell your friend, the average person, did you realize this? That's it. It becomes the face of the whole thing. I've heard some of these, quote, moderate Democrats running for governor. They're not really moderates. I'm talking about the ones who try to pose as that. Say affordability is the issue. Yes, and you're the guys that created it. This is tailor-made, and to tell the public there would be the possibility of getting money back, and at the same time, we'd have 20 members of the public on the board sniffing this stuff out. God, you know I have people to call regularly and people I know that are listeners. I would love to do that, and you probably would too. Imagine just seeing, hey, where are you going with that lobster? You know, come on, get the records of that DoorDash stuff. Let's see what they ordered. You think when they're on the taxpayer dime, they're going, oh, we better just have, you know, just a moderate dinner here because that wouldn't look good? No, I don't think so. They're not going to go down that path. They're going to go down the path of let's do whatever the hell we want. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Also, I thought it was really yesterday by my count, but what the heck? It was the 1 month mark, 30-day mark of the Trump administration. They're celebrating it today, more briefing on 1 month in office. The highlight to me, and you may have a specific highlight, in broad terms is this. Even though it appears to be all over the place, a lot of action, Trump this time now knows more what he wanted to do, or his people around him, and it's more detailed. Do you remember he came in, there was a lot of bluster, the wall and all that stuff, but they didn't know where the bodies were buried in government and how to deal with them. This time around, it's been a more methodical approach. Still not methodical enough for me, but okay. They're doing stuff that's more methodical. And this morning, so I don't forget, or late last night, Pete Hegseth said he wants an 8% cut in the military budget over the next 5 years, meaning 8% for five straight years. They're missing a boat. Get at the military budget. You'll bring a lot of people on board to say, hey, these guys are consistent. They're not letting the military get away with it. They apparently want to get rid of a lot of people in the Pentagon, which when I was there, I don't know there were that many colonels and generals in the whole military. You know, it's a place that just reeks of excess. All right, those are a few things. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. And Joe, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon, Joe.
I'd like to tell you about my experience. I was an engineer for the NJDOT for 30 years.
Okay.
And we had the most efficient department in the state of New Jersey because 90% of the funding came from the feds to build the interstates.
Okay.
And then Hazel Gluck was appointed the commissioner, and she was going to run for governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we only had a commissioner and an assistant commissioner, right, to deal with everything. She got in there. She got. We had a commissioner, four assistant commissioners. They had two separate press departments, and they hired all these consultants to use our data.
Right.
To build roads. And, you know, so we had turned into the downtown Trenton Deadwood while I was there.
Sure, sure. This is, it's rife all over the place. Joe, what I would charge us to assembly people with, though, they made a good argument, as you are, about the infrastructure and what changes. They need to come up with a few more zingers, like the DoorDash bill. You know, there's got to be some out there. All you have to do is hit these people in Jersey, because they're ripe now. The tide is turning a bit here. We should win this. If we don't, I'm going to blame the Republican Party, not just how progressive Jersey is. Everything is ripe to win. All right, Joe, what's your side?
Mine would be macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's comfort food. All right, Bill and Buck says something on the Midas touch. Bill, stay right there. I'm coming to you next. How in the world did they beat Joe Rogan suddenly last week by that number of downloads? I mean, it was over 8 minutes. I mean, he's still a force. That's incredible. How are these guys getting over 50 million? Just anti-Trump stuff. What is the secret sauce here? I think Bill has listened to them, maybe. I just heard it. I didn't have a chance to listen to an hour or whatever to dissect it. But how is that possible all of a sudden? Trump is popular.
Watching Donald Trump put these spineless Republicans through humiliation ritual after humiliation ritual is a sight to behold. I mean, he breaks these people, and for what? He's so utterly weak, they're afraid he's going to post on social media. I mean, what does he have over them?
Now, Dan, that doesn't have the vibe, you know, but it does. I was going to say that. That's what I had heard. Stephanie Rule says, it sounds like Long Island bros. Not to me. That guy sounds like he's in Washington, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So what's the secret sauce here? Other than Trump is good for business. He's good for our business. He's good for the other side's business, sort of. You know what I mean? It's just all-encompassing. I got to know, though, how do you knock Joe Rogan? And I wonder if we can, I'll look it up too. Where is Kylie Kelce on this? Is she in third place still? How do you explain that phenomena as far as national podcasts? Dan, I think you're...
I don't know if I... This guy, this is crazy. Like, I'm looking at their YouTube channel.
Right.
And where's their most popular? I want to find their most popular video because... Okay. Well, 3 weeks ago, they had one that had 4.6 million views. But,
right.
But one that they posted 14 hours ago, 81,000 views.
Ah.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect here. Something funny with this.
Yeah. I don't know where this number... Do you know which list this is coming off of? Did it say?
It's called Pod... I have it here somewhere. It's called...
This is a cumulative edition of all the different platforms.
No, this is just the podcast for the week, and it's called Podscribe.
All right.
They're the arbiter. And they have the number. Downloads like 48.6 million for Rogan and the Midas Touch, 56 million downloads.
Okay.
That's stunning.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm saying those numbers are crazy big. I don't know where they're getting those numbers because I'm looking at the videos here. And like let's look at something that was posted. So these are clips, though, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, they're clips. Okay.
So if you add them all together, you're getting million point five, I guess, for the day between all their clip videos. But if you look at some of the numbers from Rogan over there on YouTube, 7 days ago, you had an interview with a guy named Adam Curry, 1 million. 8 days ago, Mike Benn's interview has 2.3 million. So I guess makes sense when you add it all
but
together.
But hearing that guy, it's not what I expected this morning.
Yeah,
He sounds like a typical Washington, you know, rah, Trump and all.
That's what you expected him to have, like, this New York accent.
Yeah,
like,
I expected the New York accent. The guys are throwing back
beers. I expected three bros with backwards hats on.
Yeah, right, saying, Trump's not going to tell me this. What do you think, Louis?
Essentially Pat McAfee of politics is what I was expecting.
That's it, exactly.
I mean, mean tweet, mean post alert. It's like, grow up and stand up. But they don't. I mean, here, watch this.
He's
got
weak.
The MAGA Republican senator. I wouldn't say he was MAGA, but he is now the Senate Republican leader, Senator Thune. Here he's asked about Ukraine. Are you concerned that Donald Trump is calling
Zelensky
a dictator?
56 million people. I got to hear John Thune.
And Trump is blaming Ukraine for Russia's unlawful invasion.
God.
Thune used to be viewed as like a moderate guy, more of a centrist, a quote-unquote normal Republican. Not anymore. Watch this word salad of a response he gives. Here, play this clip.
You have long supported Ukraine, aid to Ukraine. Are you at all concerned about the president's rhetoric?
Who is like listening to
this? It sounds like the Tom Giordano program for liberals.
Wait a minute, that's a slur. Stop it now.
Well, he does he does like a monologue and he throws it on a clip.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, the guy just doesn't have the sound that I want to hear.
No, he does not, no.
All right, we have two phenomena, Stan. Which one is more unexplainable, that or Gutfeld being called Tom Wolf today by Variety and dwarfing all the others, and particularly with younger viewers? Henry, are you a fan of Gutfeld at 10 o'clock?
No.
No. Dan is anathema, and I don't see it either. And I know some of the people on there, and I just don't see it.
Watch that show when someone funny actually hosts it, not Greg Gutfeld.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's actually good. It's good. But
well, the concept is good of Fox.
I don't know if I want to blame the writers anymore. I might just blame Greg Gutfeld for being an awkward individual without any good comedic timing.
He's weird. Yeah.
He is.
Not quirky, just weird. All right, if you're a Gutfeld fan of the 10 o'clock show, that's what we're talking about. As a writer, I think he gets pretty funny. I mean, I read his stuff. He's pretty funny.
So what is he the top of? Like what?
He beats all the late night show. He's the king of late nights.
Okay, so that's a low bar. That bar is on the floor. It's practically through the tiles right now.
I mean, he sometimes beats all of them put together. How do you explain that?
Late night stinks.
Well, okay, that's one theory. 855-839-1210.
That guy Joe that sometimes does his show, super awkward guy.
He is very good.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's good.
Cat Timpf. Even when Cat does it, I love when
not
she...
Not a fan.
No, she's funnier than Greg.
Check the hair. Dan is excruciating. I'm doing an hour show, and she's coming in, putting in falls for like an hour and a half that I'm there waiting to go on and do the show.
She's a funny person, though. Like she's got good delivery compared to Greg.
Yeah, I can go with that. Then there's Ro loves Tyrus. And
really?
I don't. Yeah, I just think it's the same preaching.
Tyrus exudes
the preachy. Yeah, type of thing.
Well, it's just I watch so much wrestling that when you have someone with good charisma, you can recognize who the good wrestlers with good charisma are. And Tyrus has never been able to exude charisma in the ring. So I guess that just kind of biases my thoughts of him on Fox News because I just don't see his charisma.
He's saying what conservatives want, though. There's that. All right. 855-839-1210. False eyelashes, falls, Gutfeld. And how are these Midas Touch guys getting 56 million downloads? We'll find out with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time before I take any more calls. So Stephen Miller, who really the other day was a tour de force on CNN against Breonna Taylor, who's one of their tougher people. I know you may not agree, but I think she is. Just talked at the White House, the celebration of 1 month of Trump, about the administration and crime. And this is the real big brain guy here, but on his feet, he's very good. Here's what Stephen Miller said about the issue of crime.
I've lost my tab. Give me one sec, Dom.
All right.
Quick second here. Where did that go?
All right. Also, Bill, I'm coming to you in a second here on the Midas Touch Boys. Manny Moe and 56 Million. All right, let's hear. Here's Stephen Miller. Yeah.
And I want to just thank you all for joining today, our one-month celebration of the most historic opening to a presidency in American history. No president comes close to what Donald Trump has achieved over just the last 30 days. He has packed 8 years of transformative action, restoring this nation, restoring our laws, restoring fairness, restoring economic opportunity, restoring national security in just 1 month. No one in this country has ever seen anything like it. And when you look at the consequences of the most historic and the significance and the transformative nature of the actions he's taking, it truly defies description. For example, in just one area, this nation has been plagued and crippled by illegal discrimination, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. It's strangled our economy. It has undermined public safety. It has made every aspect of life more difficult, more painful, and less safe. He has ended all DEI across the federal government. He has terminated all federal workers involved in promulgating these unlawful policies. He has ended diversity, equity, and inclusion in all federal contracting. He has restored merit as the cornerstone of all federal policy, restored the full, fair, impartial enforcement of our federal civil rights laws for the first time in generations.
All right, there's a little bit of Stephen Miller celebrating. Okay, let's go to Bill in Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. So, Bill, tell us about the Midas Touch. Have you listened?
Oh, yeah, I watch it now and then. I watch it often. I've been watching for several months. And I think his new popularity, his name is Midas, and it's not spelled the same way as King Midas.
Exactly.
But he's got a lot of fresh material every day that he could use. And, you know, just last night, you know, Trump's on Air Force One doing a gaggle with reporters at 10 o'clock at night. You know, I mean, it's incredible the things that he says, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
really.
The presentation.
I'm a conservative Republican.
No, I just heard it, and I don't hear anything. Rogan, I get the difference, even though I'm not really a fan. I think it's overblown. But this, I don't hear anything here, Bill, other than it's anti-Trump, and there's an appetite for that.
Right. Well, I mean, we all know the things that Trump says, you know, are a little bit off the wall from time to time, you know? I mean,
oh, there's a lot of material,
being
but
a dictator, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. You
yeah.
know?
But I don't hear any comedic touch or anything that's, you know, conspiratorial. Usually that's what works.
No. No, he's very negative, obviously, and he, you know, it's anti-Trump. He's hardcore, he's hard left. What can
All right.
I say?
And
I just like to listen to him, to Steve, the crazy things that he's saying.
Tell me, know? Okay, tell me what you have on the side, Bill.
Other side question. Oh, by the way, I did want to say I'll use my $5,000 check to buy some dozen eggs or so. Anyway. Yeah. Chicken noodle soup is my comfort.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to beat. Let me squeeze Sean and Atco in here on the Midas Touch. All right, Sean, what's your take on it?
Tom, I think it's a million of his regular listeners and 52 million conservatives texting links to their buddies going, you got to hear this crap.
So you think it's maybe a conservative outfit, but it's dry. You know what I mean? It's not anything to get the juices going. If I'm doing an antitrust, I'm going to have like Jasmine Crockett putting on her eyelashes there. You know, stuff like this. Yeah, give me something.
Does the data show you how long they listen? That's the main thing. You know, people who listen to Rogan's podcast are listening to the whole thing. They might be giving this guy 2 seconds and getting credit for a download.
Yeah, but still, I got to say, Sean, if you're right, 56 million downloads. Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, thanks very much. Here's a cut asking Hakeem Jeffries how Republicans can be shamed for supporting Trump.
What's going on with your Republican colleagues, though? They pretend that they support Zelensky, but then when it comes down to it, they're spineless and they're supporting Donald Trump, who's, you know, doing what you just saw there. I mean, is there a way to, what can we do? Is there a way to shame these Republicans? How do we call them out whenever they're asked about it? They're always like, oh, we never heard what he said.
Part of the problem is that we're dealing with a group of people in the House Republican Conference and over in the Senate, where for far too many of them, facts don't matter. Hypocrisy is not a constraint to their behavior. They'll say one thing and then do something entirely different. And many of them have actually come to the conclusion that their shamelessness is a superpower.
Riveting. All right, I can see this 56 million out there. And you got Hakeem Jeffries on there. Wow. You know, you have AOC on there. I can understand. But Hakeem Jeffries? This is boilerplate. Maybe Sean's right. Maybe they're listening for 30 seconds and sending out a link or something like that and mocking us.
I am shameless, man.
All right. Coming up, our buddy Robin Schaefer, Protect Our Coast, all this Doge stuff and the governor's race, but also the money that was spent. How does that play out in the governor's? The money that was spent now for nothing right here, near here in Philadelphia, to build all this stuff and to continue the process. Are people aware of that? That's straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom Giordano. So if we win the governor's race in Jersey, why is that? I think the tide is turning. It's ready to turn. And one of the things early on, it's been the last couple of years we've talked about with our friend Robin Schaefer, Protect Our Coast, where the windmills, the whales started, the emotion around that. But that continues to open some people up to how far away Jersey is from reality. And with the recent developments where it's been stopped for further study, I think it's been stopped now, at least during the Trump years. What about all the infrastructure? How big are these things? How much did they cost? Where are they?
They are huge.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yes.
Me and Maisie, we were just driving around one day, and we stumbled upon, we were driving along the Delaware River, stumbled upon an enormous, it was land that looked like it was a former port, but with enormous, you know, round things on them, and they turned out to be parts of these windmills. And now they're just sitting there, rusting away. Nobody's working on them because of this. And Robin had a great post. He wants to know, what do we do with all that land? Because there's a lot of land there. And maybe suggest, Tom, how about a SpaceX launch site?
All right, how about shooting down the drones from there? I'm still onto the drones. That's what I would opt for. Let's go to Robin Schaefer. Hey, Robin, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Give us your best sense of the enormity that Dan saw. I've only seen pictures of it.
And where exactly was
things.
I when I saw those things?
Was it Gloucester?
Hey, great to be back on with you guys, Dom, Dan. So much has happened since the last time I was on with you guys. And I got to say, Dan, Dan sent a picture to me, and I've seen pictures from other sites. You know, if, especially if you see people standing next to these, mm-hmm. they're called monopiles. They're enormous, 700-ton steel towers. They were on their side. They've been delivered from steel plants in other countries because, of course, none of this was going to be constructed using materials from the United States. Even the labor, most of the labor was going to come from overseas. So all the politicians, Phil Murphy and Steve Sweeney and all the politicians, Andy Kim, et cetera, who were all in favor of these projects, who talked about all the good paying union jobs. That was all BS. I mean, total BS. But ever since Donald Trump waved the white flag, did the exact opposite. He signed the executive order on Inauguration Day. It's Governor Hare that waved the white flag. He has basically given in. We saw a Danish company, Ørsted, pull out a couple years ago, and then Shell pulled out more recently out of Atlantic Shores offshore wind development. Offshore wind is dead. We just need to put the final nails in the coffin in New Jersey. But what we're left with are all these relics, all these monuments to the stupidity of the people that had control of the purse and were able to put these plans into action. Governor Murphy and the Democrats in the Assembly and on the Senate side, we're going to give Ørsted, a Danish company, $1 billion. Fortunately, that never actually happened because the wind company from Denmark pulled out and ran for the hills because of the opposition that was so strong in New Jersey. But Phil Murphy was still able to spend $637 million of our tax money to build something called the Wind Fort. And this is just a fraction of the amount of money that's been spent on this industry. But $637 million to build this enormous port with it looks like a big aircraft hangar on the Delaware Bay or Delaware River. And we just put out a post this week suggesting, you know, as the state looks for alternatives, its alternative uses for this facility, that we might be able to provide them with some ideas. Dom, are you set? Are you all set for your storage of your Dom Giordano Show helicopter and jet airplane?
Looks like a nice place for a helipad.
Well, that's right. Greg Stocker is supposed to be getting back to me. I know there have been meetings on that, and there's some dispute about the pilot, who would that be, and what Dan's demands are, which have been rejected. Dan doesn't know that. I'm just making that public, yes.
But we've had a lot of good suggestions from different folks. Somebody suggested maybe a dental academy could go in there, help fix any governor that happens to run the state.
Yes.
Help
well,
fix their,
there's a good view of the
teeth.
Skyline from there, right?
How oh, about absolutely.
76ers new stadium?
Oh, that's
there
right.
You
yes.
go.
Yeah.
There, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Prime real estate right on the water there. People could pull up in their private boats and dinghies to go to the Sixers games.
Yeah, yeah, an amphitheater as well.
Now, Robin, do you have a sense? Yeah. We just had the Doge people on, these two assembly people, doing a great job starting this. This boondoggle, auditing this, you know, you guys have been on top of it, but actually the innards of it, of all the money that went into this, has to be enormous. Is all this playing out, and you satisfied? Because I'm not, but I'm not looking at it day to day in the governor's race. Are Republicans taking this national urge over Doge and using it in New Jersey? Do they have plans to do that?
At least on one side of the equation. The other side is silent right now, and quite frankly, they're going to run as far away.
Yeah, I mean, among the Republicans, you think they're doing a good job on this?
I think they could probably talk about it more, to be honest with you. I think that they are committed to cutting spending at the state level.
Right.
I think that we need to push a little bit harder, you know, push them to talk about it a little bit more, because the New Jersey budgets have become so bloated under right. Phil Murphy, even since, you know, Chris Christie. And I was just looking at a graph that showed the academic testing results for New Jersey students from 2017 to the present versus the amount of spending per pupil at the state level. And the graphs have gone in opposite directions.
Yeah, it's enormous. It's enormous. Robin, one other area here. Would you give us the website? Because we're not out of the woods yet. Yeah. Your organization, it's ongoing. It's a player in this governor's race, et cetera. Where do people go?
Go to protectourcoastnj.com. They can also visit us on X. They can visit us on Facebook. We'll also be at the Atlantic City Boat Show from the 26th of February to March 2nd. Come by and visit us at our booth there, and we'd love to talk to folks about it. This is far from over. We're fighting hard in New England, and we're fighting hard against the offshore wind projects that are going in off of Virginia as well, because there are still some projects ongoing, and we won't stop until every bit of this machinery is out of the water.
Thank you, Robin. We'll catch up soon. Dan, thanks for that excursion. Maisie, once again, we have to give her an executive producer title, helping out with the show.
Maisie's jaw was on the ground at the size of these things.
Yeah, oh, just, God. I've enormous. Only seen the pictures.
They're enormous.
Yeah, it is. And
they're photo op. That's all they are.
When they shattered Nantucket, some of the stuff, the residue that was left in the waters there, and that's some of the priciest places in the country, they're still cleaning it up. All right. 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with the people that went after Rowan University about this poster, Make Jersey Red. Can Jersey become red? It's on its way. Your calls and more coming up on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benzo for a moment. Just a reminder, because February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthfully, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Did you know, for example, that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth, which sometimes can lead to conditions like endocarditis or arteriosclerosis? So now's a great time to get to the bottom of all that, to get great care. My dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Benz of the Benz Dental Group. Now, Dr. Benz works with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and confidence, but to get to the root causes, maximize their oral health, which helps improve your overall health. So if you have concerns about anything, looking for a dentist, you've heard me talk about Dr. Benz, and you're ready to strike, well, now's the time to do it. Get that initial evaluation with Dr. Benz. Call him at 610-272-6949 or visit the website BenzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949.
Let's go, baby. It's that time of the week where I, Henry Machette, take you through the wide world of sports, particularly what's happening in Philadelphia. So, Dom, kicking it off. Last week, we touched a little bit on the Four Nations Tournament.
Exactly.
Four Nations Tournament is replacing this year's NHL All-Star Game format, and it's been a smash hit.
Amazing.
Quite literally. So that it's a round-robin tournament between the Four Nations, USA, Canada, Sweden, and Finland. Tonight will be the championship game, a rematch of one of the round-robin games between the United States and the Canadian team. Now, there's a lot of bad blood out there, you know, obviously being the border rivals, Trump even, putting a little political
pressure
on them.
Well, that's the most. I think that's a lot more of it.
Oh, hell totally, yeah. With the tariffs, and we're going to be our 51st state and all that. But you know what? It really got cooking Tuesday night when they first met, because two of the American players, Brady and Matthew Tkachuk, texted a third American player, JT Miller, saying, hey, start of the game, let's drop gloves, let's beat the you-know-what out of them. And that's exactly what they did, getting in three fights in 10 seconds and ultimately winning the game.
Wait, this was pre-planned?
It's pre-planned.
JT Miller, is he a Canadian or an American?
He's an American. These are three Americans. Yes, three Americans. They all texted each other before the game, let's beat the you-know-what out of the Canadian.
Dom, do you support it?
No, I don't support it.
Oh, why not?
Look,
it's fighting in hockey. It makes it great.
No, it doesn't. It shows you that That's all that it is, really.
And no, it's not. It's the pride of the country coming out and spilling over onto the ice.
I was hoping they were asking Trump to go there tonight. He's speaking to the governors, though, and I thought he would tell the governors, I'll be back by 10 o'clock or something to speak tonight. He's not going.
Oh, and I thought
he missed an unbelievable opportunity. It's in Boston, so it should have been easy, right?
Yeah, it should have been. And you're looking at the first gold medal, first place match, however you want to look at it, between the Americans and Canadians since the 2010 Olympic final, which Canada won in overtime. I remember that game dearly. It was horrible.
I just want to underline, too, there's been so much talk that this is the best hockey people are seeing, especially international hockey, because we're using NHL rules, which means it's a lot lesser than the European rules that they usually play international hockey under.
Right.
So it's faster paced, there's more fighting, and that's why you're seeing that U.S.-Canada rivalry just explode.
Well, one thing, and I know we're going to talk about this versus the NBA All-Star team, the shame of it, hearing my friend Spike Eskin. They were saying on the WIP yesterday that they think if we had the internationals versus the Americans would lose basketball.
Totally. I 100% agree.
That's
with that.
Really? I'm never accepting that. That's irrationality. Okay.
Best
we need a complete get me involved in this. We can't beat these soft European players. Soy is their pregame meal. Come on.
Well, they have Jokic, Doncic.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about the Wembanyama, Embiid, Wembanyama. I mean, we have to see where
Embiid has American citizenship.
We'll see where his allegiance lies in that game.
Well, I really don't want him at this point either, but that's another story.
Yeah, but,
do you say this is hope for an all-star type of thing here, right?
Yeah. So we'll switch up here, gears. We'll talk about the other all-star game that happened this week in the NBA. Don, let me ask you, on Sunday night, did you watch the NBA All-Star Game or did you watch the SNL 50th anniversary show?
Neither really. I dabbled with the SNL, but no, not the NBA. Well, it's not even anywhere near basketball.
How are the ratings?
It's abysmal. They're going to have to do something like we just said. I've heard them say they want to play one-on-one. One-on-one's great, but not on TV. After a while, it would be boring.
It's a tough watch, and this was an even tougher watch because I was pretty much sick in bed Sunday night. I needed something to throw on. It was SNL or this. I made the bad decision of watching the NBA All-Star Game. In a three-hour window here, there was only 42 minutes of actual game time being played.
Wow. That's another
thing
that's
bad. Because they deployed their own tournament, which was another four teams, but their issue was that they're playing games to 40. No one wants to see NBA players play a game to 40. No one has a good stat line when you're playing games to 40.
Right.
And when you have all this time elapsing between these games, no one cares anymore. You lose interest. And I think it's an incredible juxtaposition between where the two leagues are in terms of getting people to watch their sport.
Let me insert this, too, because it's on my mind. I mentioned the robo-ump today. Are you in fact? They're telling me it's not that way. You go to the robo-ump.
Yeah, I was going to hit on that a little bit.
But ultimately, they want to do a robo-ump. That's bad.
No, I agree, because it takes away the art of catching, the framing, setting up. It takes away all that little part of
baseball. And it takes the arguing and fun. And who doesn't like a guy comes out and pours dirt on an umpire and jumps up and down and all.
Oh, my gosh. You knew it was going to be a great time when Charlie Manuel walked out of that dugout to get his money's worth.
Exactly right. So, no to that. No AI. No robo-umpire.
But I'm okay with this rule they're implementing, which is in that moment, you have to decide, all right, I'm challenging this. I think that was a ball, instead of it being a strike.
I like that.
I
like that. Yeah.
But once we go full robo-umps, no, I'm with you. No bueno.
All right, early prediction. We're not even in spring training, but we may forget in the next sports segment next Thursday with Henry. The Phillies this year, what happens regular season? Pretty good?
Regular season, it's going to be a tough sledding with the Braves. They're going to be healthy again. They're going to be reloaded, recharged. And the Mets, had the biggest signing of the offseason in Juan Soto, giving him a 15-year deal. It's going to be the toughest division in baseball, I think. It's going to be a three-horse race because the other two teams aren't going to do much. Especially
a lot of pitching with the Phillies, over the year. I think that's going to be consequential.
Is it World Series or bust?
Yeah, no. Of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, how many years do they get to pass these guys?
I understand, but baseball is very finicky, especially when you're chasing a team like the Dodgers, which they have all but guaranteed there's going to be a collective bargaining shutdown in the near future, just the way they've skirted the salary, restrictions and all that.
Well, they ought to be able to pay whatever they want. I'm on board with that.
But do you agree with deferring payments?
Yeah, of course. Whatever you do to put, if I want Borowski, I'm going to put Borowski out there.
All right, that's fair.
Okay.
I'll take payments.
Thank you, Henry. Coming up, we're going to talk. Well, maybe I don't. We're going to talk with the guy leading the charge in this story we told you about over at Rowan University, where They put out this Students for Palestine poster. The university says no after complaints. You're preaching violence, which it is. And then they renege on that and say, all right, we're going to let them do it. It's bigger than that. It's the First Amendment. We'll talk with the guy on that, Dom's Money Melody. And also a bunch of other things to update you on from the White House today on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.